Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Good news. The search for the real killer is on. In the case of Brian Koberger. The same one that killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman back in the day. Mr. Koberger thinks maybe it's the same guy. Okay, I'm adding that part of conjecture in, but we're adding in the real killer is out there. And this real killer had nothing better to do than frame Brian Koberger. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Aren't you excited that we're now going to search for the real killer?
Oh my gosh, Tony, does it get any shadier? You know, it's just these situations where the evidence is just so strong and the defense really has their back against the wall. And, you know, we always tease about throwing mud up against the wall. This doesn't even rise. This is more like spaghetti up against the wall and praying it sticks.
Are we that out of options at this point in Koberger camp that we're going for searching for the real killer?
Yeah, they really are. It's just so insurmountable. That's my belief. Obviously, it has to be proven in court, mm-hmm. but all of the rulings have gone into the favor of the prosecution, you know, in terms of nothing being has been thrown out. And so it just keeps mounting and mounting. And I tell you what, just even that little piece of evidence about Maddie's fingernails mm-hmm. and there being a percentage that it's Brian Koberger, it's just undeniable. There's no way out. And mm-hmm. so this is the only thing they can do.
I mean, let's talk about just this idea. Let's entertain it for a moment. The idea of someone planting touch DNA on this knife sheath and leaving it there so people find someone else other than the real killer. Let's just talk about the plausibility of doing that, of putting touch DNA on this knife sheath. How would one go about doing such a thing to this extent? And then you can't see touch DNA, so you really got, you're kind of doing a crapshoot and knowing if it actually is on there or not from whatever thing you're taking the DNA from, I guess. Explain how this could work.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, really, you have to go with this option, and that is that somebody, being Brian Koberger, purchased a K-bar knife and sheath off of Amazon and had it in his possession, and then the person who was going to commit this crime then stole it with gloved hand, so his DNA or fingerprints wouldn't be on there, hoping that there would be touch DNA, which is not always the case. And then at that point, after committing these heinous murders, would have his mind about him and his wits about him to somehow plant it under Maddie Mogan's slaughtered body. That's the scenario that would have to play out.
Seems reasonable, doesn't it?
My gosh.
I want to touch on something there that you mentioned, and I know you've mentioned it in the past. I think it was on Dateline. I think you've even mentioned it here. The Amazon thing. That's never come out, has it? Of that, I know they're looking at his receipts and everything that, you know, what did he buy? And I don't believe we publicly know about that yet, but where are you coming from on that?
Okay, so in Dateline, it came out through Dateline sources.
Okay.
Not anything I per se mentioned, but something that they said in Dateline.
Okay.
That it was purchased by that. And I trust these producers.
Yeah.
This is Dateline. They are not putting their reputations out on the line if they don't have really solid factual information. So that's number one. But number two, we've seen these recent filings where they talk about it. And specifically, you have the defense saying, no, 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 please don't let Brian Koberger's search history in. And we don't want his Amazon search history in or his Amazon receipt history in. Now, Tony, if he didn't have receipts showing he purchased the K-Bar knife, I doubt that they would be putting up this much of a fight.
And that's the thing. That's where I'm going with it all the time, too, is, okay, I mean, when you have a warrant, when you're looking for specific things, you have to have a reason for why you're looking at it. Now, I could see, you know, kind of broad stroking this here going, well, let's look at the receipts. Why not? That usually does give us something, even if you don't know if anything is going to be on there. But even more so, if there is something on there, which now, I mean, in discovery, the prosecution, the defense will know what is on those receipts. And for them to really put up this stink, would they be putting up a stink about Amazon receipts if there was nothing on those receipts?
No, they wouldn't. Yeah. And in fact, they would want those in. The defense would want that in. And again, this isn't like a Google search that is a pretty general warrant that people are going to get in a case like this. It's an Amazon search that's very focused, very specific. And particularly the search warrant, if we look back clear 2 years ago, if you look at that search warrant, it dialed down to K-Bar and really focused in on three very specific knives. So they had it dialed down 2 years ago, really. But of course, then now the defense has seen these receipts and searches. I think it's going to be quite interesting to see what all he considered in terms of weapon choices.
Yeah. I mean, do you think we're going to see these receipts before the trial now that the judge is really loosening up on sealed evidence and such? Or is this going to be one of those, oh, wow, we're going to find this out once this trial actually gets going?
I wouldn't doubt it that we'll see it, Tony. And, you know, we're now listening to the 911 tape that I really didn't think we would get prior to. But, you know, people are FOIAing, doing FOIA requests. I think that's how we got this. And so he's much looser now. And for good reason. They don't match up with the reasons that you're supposed to seal for, which are very specific reasons. And we're outside of any of that purview. I mean, this doesn't put an informant in jeopardy. It doesn't put an investigation in jeopardy, meaning they're not planning on arresting anyone else. This doesn't meet the criteria for being sealed. And that's why the judge told the prosecution and the defense, cut it off. You know, we're not sealing all this stuff up anymore.
Where do you think this goes next from here? With obviously they're throwing this one out there, and it feels like the story of the week, just like the other ones kind of have been, where they come and they go. Is this going to be the story that you think is going to make it into trial? Is the judge even going to allow this sort of theory into trial? You can't just like whip this out there and go, well, it's going to be in. You got to have something backing up this grandiose idea.
Well, the third party culprit, any evidence that's introduced has to meet certain criteria. And that is, it can't be based on conjecture, on suppositions, on rumors. That won't fly with any judge. They won't let it in. But what does fly is actual evidence, for instance, particular evidence that would point to a particular person. Something like that could be offered up, like witness identification, you know, a witness identifying something. But other than that, this judge, and we've seen it in the past, he is a no-nonsense judge, and he's not going to let the defense take this jury on a wild goose chase without facts.
Who do you think... and I know there's not like a specific name here for this, because I can't think of anybody, because there's been no other third party culprits even brought into this other than this idea that there's somebody planted this. So is Koberger saying that the real killer planted this? Like there's somebody outside of the purview of the police that went in, did this, and wants to get Koberger framed for it? Or is he saying more so the cops planted this there to get Koberger because they really needed to get somebody? I mean, I'm not quite clear, and I don't know that they've been quite clear yet on their direction. I don't even know they know the direction they're going, quite honestly.
Yeah. No, I thought it was very interesting that they weren't particularly saying it was law enforcement or police like they've done in other cases. Instead, they are saying, you know, the real killer, that the real killer is purposefully trying to frame Brian Koberger, not offering really any reason why they picked Brian Koberger. I mean, Why not just steal a K-bar knife from the shelf of Cabela and use that if you're just trying to point the direction away from yourself? You know, the problem is, Tony, when something is just imagined and doesn't make sense, it's hard for us to make it make sense.
Yeah, completely. And then we have to assume that the real killer also has no DNA anywhere, only the planted DNA of Koberger at the scene.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.